Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
blessing, and ain't no one I want. Sometimes I'm down on my knees, counting my blessings to see what the Lord has done for me, for me, for me, for me, for me.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We strongly encourage you to also invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia. My brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Pansel. His message for today, one family. We strongly ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone, on this Friday morning. I hope you and your family and trust you and your family and pray that you and your family are doing awesome. Thank you so much, Sister Danielle, for kicking off our program, as you always do so masterfully. Hope you and your family are doing well. Our topic today, in the midst of coming out of Thanksgiving, is one family. Certainly, you know, I was able to spend time with my parents and my brothers and sister and several cousins and saw some friends there back in Tennessee. So back to Atlanta now, just able to reflect on a lovely Thanksgiving. I trust that you had a great one as well. When I say one family, I'm thinking about our churches, our congregations, our members, you on the call, no matter where you live, you know, we're all God's family. And through this season, there's a lot of illnesses as I work in healthcare that people are, you know, I learned that people are struggling with, and sometimes certain diseases increase at this time of year. Suicide is one, seasonal affective disorder. There's several things that psychiatrists in particular, who are my customers, have to treat, and they do it to the best of their ability. And my goal is to help them, help the patient and the family every day. So as you think about other families outside of ourselves, we want to just state today that we thank you for asking for prayer, whether it's a prayer of a need that you have or a prayer or a praise report. You know, thanks for calling in and allowing our ministers to minister to you and your family. And we know that God hears our cry, our prayer, and our call for help and our thanks for all the success we're having. So as we think outside of ourselves for a little bit, one family prepares for a funeral while another family is celebrating the birth of a new baby. One family prepares for a kid going to college next year while another struggles to get their kid out of elementary or high school. One family wishes their child could, quote-unquote, get it together, and another couldn't be prouder of what their child has accomplished in school or work. One family is dealing with divorce while another family is preparing for a wedding. Right now, today, one family is dealing with a recent illness of a loved one, while another family got news that a relative has a clean bill of health. And also, one family is struggling to keep their business open, while another business is thriving. So a lot of families are struggling at this time. It's time to plug in to God, not plug out. Sometimes life is heavy, sometimes it's light, but the Bible tells us in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. People are very busy, but they need to be busy doing the Lord's work day and night, wherever you are. When you do everything in your power to draw nearer to God, remember, he draws nearer to you. James 4 and 8 tells us, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Back to one family at this time as we're thinking about families, and it may be your family, and we'll be praying for you at this time. But one family has a member that was promoted to a new position that requires a new skill set, which takes time to develop. And individuals need the family to give them some space and just a little less stress. One family has a member moving away to a new city right now, while another has a relative moving back home. One family's not complete. Maybe mom or dad is raising the child or children all alone. Another family's living their best life. Everybody's together. While another family struggles to find care for their adult parent. The opposite family is blessed that a major illness hasn't struck their family yet. They're able to enjoy all the fruits of life. One family is dealing with depression right now, cancer, diabetes, a heart or kidney transplant. Another family was expecting the worst after a doctor's visit, but received a good health report. So there's a lot of families going through things right now. If you're building and improving your personal relationship with the Father, that's what we need to do. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, and always acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We all have the same ending to this life, if you think about it. And after death, there is the judgment. Hebrews 9 and 27 says, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after the judgment, after this, the judgment. We have to leave this world, and knowing this, we should be preparing ourselves for the next one. If heaven is your goal, then work every day, taking one more step closer to achieving this goal. Everything matters. Our attitude matters. Studying the Bible matters. Our prayers matter. How we live our lives and the choices we make matters. I don't know about you, but I'm always looking to add a little positivity into my life. So one family is no longer attending church and just wondering why life isn't going quite well. Another family is receiving God's grace, his blessings, his mercy, and living righteously. And lastly, one family used to go to church but has gotten comfortable missing church services and activities. Another family is totally committed to the success of the church by giving their mind, body, spirit, thoughts, talents, tithings. I mean, they are all in. Lastly, I want us to teach our children well in John 15 and 7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Proverbs 22 and 6 reminds us, train up a child in the way it should go, and he, when he is old, he will not depart from it. We know our struggles are lifelong struggles. It hurts us when our children stray away, and we pray that they come back to the Lord before it's everlastingly too late. So as we're thinking about one family today, give your life over to God. Do you know how fortunate we are as Christians? God has given us the power to conquer every challenge, every obstacle that man throws at us. If you read the Bible, most of the time you'll find the right answer to your question. Now, when questions arise and you need an interpretation, isn't it good to know that you have ministers on this call that can answer that question? So don't feel isolated out there. Don't feel alone. Don't feel down. Keep your heads up high. You were bought with the ultimate price, the eternal price, and that is the blood of Jesus. With that, I'll turn to a word of prayer. Father, we pray our message resonated today with our lovely audience and all the people on this call. And we know families at any particular point in time are going through something. And sometimes it's positive. Sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes it's a headwind, an opportunity to start something new, an opportunity to learn from things we're going through so we can help others get to the other side of the situation. Sometimes what we're going through is bigger than us, but we have to step back and look at it sometimes from a 30,000-foot view and say, it is my turn, God. I see this. You put me in this situation to learn something. Let me take it in. Let me serve to the best of my ability. Let me be present. Let me see everything you want me to see. There's so many things that come at me, I can't see them all. You throw so many blessings our way, we can't even catch them all. But let me see what I'm going through and make me a better person from this experience. Make me be able to have the ability to look outside of myself and help other people. Let me always be in a growth mindset. And when negative people throw things our way, just let it bounce off, Lord. We know that you are the solution to our problems. You are salvation, your glory. You are honor and respect. You give us the humility that we need to survive in this world. Let us take it in and be the best people, the best Christians we can be, because that's who he expects us to be. I pray for everyone on the call. I pray for your traveling grace. Thank you for our ministers. Thank you for our audience and our listeners as we work to improve Christian lives every day here at Grace Nurture. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.